Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Let's head out to Cowra for an update, and it is the Mayor, Bill West. How are you today, Bill?
Morning, Neil. I'm very well, thank you, and good morning to listeners. And it looks like there's a bit more weather coming, but the spring appears to have come just as summer's supposed to arrive.
That's right. That's right. The second day of summer, here we are, and talking about lovely spring weather. All right, now, Cancer Support Group, they've got a luncheon on today.
Yeah, luncheon today, wonderful group, been going for quite some time, 14, 15 years or more, been going in Cowra, and they have this fundraising lunch every year, and they do a great job, Neil, for the community. They obviously raise funds for cancer, but they also raise a lot of awareness around cancer. I think that's in some ways equally important, that we have the conversation about things like cancer, so that it is something we look to diagnose early, and we look to help and support people, because it does impact on probably all their lives at some stage in some form or other.
Yep. Yes, unfortunately that is very true. All right, now also yesterday the Disability Network Expo was on.
Yeah, Ability Network in Cowra put on a expo for those agencies that are in the disability framework, I should say, and it was a great opportunity for people to come together and just showcase to the community and to each other what they do and where they fit in this field, because it's very important that we consider those people with some form of disability and to get everybody together and have a talk about it and understand where everybody fits. I think it was a tremendous initiative and very successful day.
Indeed. All right, now the Youth Council, they've been going for quite some time in Cowra, and they are celebrating with a Christmas party.
Having a Christmas party tonight, minus any 10 years. The Youth Council has done a wonderful job, and a lot of tremendous youth come through Cowra, and that will no doubt continue. And of course, when you talk of tremendous youth coming through Cowra, the results of a young lady, Jo Treasure, and the results she got with the Employee of the Year in New South Wales, and a young lady out working on the family farm. And of course, there's the thinking yesterday, there's three members, actually former students of Malian Public School, Dan Hughes and Amy Edgar and Cordelli Carpenter are all at the moment playing sport on the national or international stage. So there's a lot of talent coming out of our community, and I hope Youth Council is one of those areas that stimulates and encourages youth to move forward and be as good as they can be.
Yeah, all right. Let's talk about tourism, and specifically Destination New South Wales, who are out of Sydney, and they've, in their infinite wisdom, decided that parts of the Central West aren't parts of the Central West. What can you tell us?
You could probably say out of Sydney and out of step, Neil. The previous footprint that the region was in terms of the destination area was destination country outback, which was 61% of the state. And this region had argued for a long time that was too big, and regions like ours that were being successful were not getting full advantage of what tourism had to offer and Destination New South Wales had to offer. So they've created this new area, and they obviously listened to it. They've created this new area, and it's called Destination Central West. But somehow they've managed to leave Balls, Parks and Lachlan out of that area, which means that the joint organisation, that footprint, the council that worked so hard together, and the tourism operators who worked so hard together to have this really good, strong, collaborative approach across the landscape, that there's members of that group, if you like, the family's been torn apart, and we're just really disappointed in that. And I'm sure there'll be some really strong lobbying and advocacy from the councils and the tourism people as they move forward over Christmas to try to get that resolved, so we can actually get Fulton Parks and Lachlan included into the Central West footprint, which is where they belong. And it would also leave the joint organisation to be able to continue to work so hard on tourism, recognising that it's not just about the tourist dollar, but it's also about showcasing our region and bringing people to our region and getting people to hopefully invest in our region.
Yep, you're absolutely right. It just beggars belief for that decision. But anyway, hopefully that can be rectified and righted. I'm with the Mayor of Cowra, Bill West. Bill, I thank you for your time this morning. Have a good day, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Neil. Pleasure, and look forward to talking to you again. I hope you and your listeners have a good couple of weeks.